Sorry, sis, but you're not on Mr. Angavito's guest list. I can't let you through the gate. The guard peered through her car window and eyeballed her like she was a Playboy centerfold. Who's this lawn ornament calling sis? She could have flung an equally demeaning zinger right back, but opted for the high road. I beg your pardon, but I am Victoria McGlory Ward, Mr. Ingavito's goddaughter, and I'm expected here. She sat at the gate to Rosie's estate, bone-weary and dying for a zombie with a hunk of pineapple and a little paper umbrella.
At what time?
He glanced at his watch, a cheap designer knockoff. She revved the engine of her rented Chrysler Imperial. Any time I want, but he is expecting me now.
I'll phone up to the main house to see if he's available to take callers.
His eyes lingered on her. You do that. By now, her blood was bubbling. Who was he to detain her at the gate when all her life she'd waltzed in as the guards bowed to her? He was a new hire. He hadn't been here at Easter. She certainly would have remembered the ovoid face, the olive oil complexion, that porcelain crown job clamping a cigarillo in place, and the way he'd smoothed down his hair with the pinky-ringed hand brandishing buffed nails. Most of all, she would have remembered that careful enunciation covering up his Flatbush accent. What's Rosie grooming him for? He hung up the phone and turned to her.
You're right. He was expecting you. Okay, you can go through now.
No apology. Just a flash of his dentist's handiwork, minus the customary gold tooth. She cracked her knuckles and floored the Imperial, hoping she kicked up enough gravel to put a dent in that slick pompadour. He stood staring after her. She's Mr. Ingavito's goddaughter? Madonna, what a dish, and frisky too. He knew she wasn't really steamed. She was playing with him. She wasn't like all the other dames who tittered like schoolgirls around him. Certo, she was going to be more fun than the trifecta at Hialeah, even when he didn't win. All the fun was in the race. The butler escorted her to the veranda where Rosie sat nursing something clear on the rocks. He stood and held his arms out to her. She stepped into his embrace, and a new flood of tears burst out.
It's okay, doll. It'll be okay.
He brought her head down to his shoulder and held her tight, his scent of Old Spice and De Nobili cigars blanketed her. When she calmed down, they sat together and looked out over the lagoon where his yacht, La Comare, was sunning herself in her slip.
You hungry, doll?
No. She gazed at the water glinting in the sun, such a contrast from what she'd left behind. Who's that dolt at the gate? Is he the organ grinder at your feast day block parties?
That's Al. Does a great job around here.
He stretched his legs and yawned. Just Al? She let an amused grin curve her lips. Not Bruzo or Rockhead or something equally descriptive?
Aldo Brandi Gambalotto Emiliano Raimondino Po. They shortened the last name from Postretano when him and his family got to Ellis Island. We just call him Al. Don't need a nickname.
After a few more run-ins like that one at the gate, I'll come up with a few. She sat back in the lounge chair and took a deep breath of the humid air.
I like him that way. Intimidates people. I see he didn't do that to you, though.